When we learn at the end of Is This Thing On? That the movie was inspired by a true story, we're a little bit surprised. Not because what we've seen is so remarkable that it can't be believed, but because it's so unremarkable that it feels odd to even note that it has basis in reality. Which is not to say that it's unimportant or uninteresting, but more that it's the kind of story that happens in many lives, even if the details aren't exactly the same. The movie's director, Bradley Cooper, certainly seems to think it's important, opening the film with ethereal music and a depressed Will Arnett leaning his head against a wall. It's a tone Cooper returns to throughout, and while it's not ponderous, we can see the director trying a little too hard to give the story the reverence he thinks it deserves. Arnett's wife is played by Laura Dern, and we soon learn they're splitting up. Neither seems to bear the other much ill will. It's just that life is hard, and sometimes you look around and realize you've completely lost yourself. One night, sort of by accident, Arnett puts his name down to perform at a comedy club's open mic, even though he's never done anything like stand-up before. And wouldn't you know it, he's not terrible at comedy, even though, or maybe because, he treats it mostly as therapy. And Cooper frames the comedy scenes intimately, largely in close-up as Arnett tries to work through it all. Cooper smartly doesn't show full routines, because depicting stand-up in a movie is usually a disaster, but he also doesn't show the long, grueling work a comic does to get better at the craft, which is disappointing. What's refreshing about this film, though, is the maturity with which it depicts a relationship between Arnett and Dern. There are blow-ups, but not much animosity, and it's clear neither is entirely sure what they want from themselves or each other. Even if the two don't always behave admirably, it is nice to see two movie characters at least act like adults. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.